Welcome to today's Sincere Milk of Sunday, the 26th of May 2024. Today's topic is the finger of God. Our text today is taken from Exodus chapter 8 verses 16 through 19. And the Lord said unto Moses, Say unto Aaron, Stretch out thy rod, and smite the dust of the land, that it may become lice throughout all the land of Egypt. Verse 17. And they did so. For Aaron stretched out his hand with his rod, and smote the dust of the earth, and it became lice in man, and in beast. All the dust of the land became lice throughout all the land of Egypt. And the magicians did so with their enchantments to bring forth lice, but they could not. So there were lice upon man, and upon beast. Verse 19. Then the magicians said unto Pharaoh, This is the finger of God. And Pharaoh's heart was hardened, and he hearkened not unto them, as the Lord had said. Key verse. Exodus chapter 8 verse 19. Then the magicians said unto Pharaoh, This is the finger of God. And Pharaoh's heart was hardened, and he hearkened not unto them, as the Lord had said. There are times in the life of a person that some things need to happen to prove to him that God exists. This was the situation with Pharaoh of Egypt during the time of Moses. Despite all the miracles done by Moses, Pharaoh refused to let the children of Israel go. So God had to prove to him that he is God. You don't need to be like hardened Pharaoh, because there are consequences for stubbornness. Anything that will make God show his mighty power to conquer a person's will and power should be avoided. Do not allow the finger of God to appear in a negative way because of your stubbornness. Also, do not allow yourself to be used to run errands for the devil. Fear God and obey his word. If you are still a sinner, it is time to repent, because delay is dangerous. Do not wait to suffer under the finger of God. Confess your sins to God, ask for forgiveness and cleansing in the blood of Jesus. If ye be willing and obedient, ye shall eat the good of the land. Isaiah chapter 1 verse 19. Prayer for today. Lord, I surrender my life to you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Further reading, Daniel chapter 5 verses 1 through 9. For more spiritual nourishment from the Sincere Milk devotional for kids, visit us at www.sincermilk.app. Or follow the link on the website to download the Daily Manna mobile app. God bless you.